time. An extraordinary event happened last decade. I was on the escalator to the underground when I stumbled and fell up, up, up. When I came round, I was in a cold, gloomy place, and I seemed to be stuck to the ceiling. Then there was a loud crash, and I fell in onto the hard floor. A moment later, a slab of the rock fell apart. I blinked in the light of the sun, a newer sun and cooler. Outside, I realized I wasn't in Sunsberg, or indeed on that island. I was in a totally new place in the past. I could not get back, so I stumbled aimlessly and walked sadly and ran lonely. Then, as if my dream had come true, I saw a girl. She looked a bit like Rapunzel, and she had sapphire eyes. Then she whisked me off to meet her family. They were very quiet, but held scary-looking knives. They were nice to me, and Gig made me some nice-smelling bread for me to eat. When I had finished, I must have dozed off. Next morning, the girls showed me around the camp. They started talking to me. I learned that my new friend's name was Moop. Moop's people had no bricks, no plastic, no TVs, and even no planks. All they had was made of wood, stone, animal skins, reeds, or bones. Next to the fire, I could observe people cutting animal skins to make clothes. Inside a tent, there was a man telling stories, and I could hear them beside the cave. There were smelly fish drying beside the cave mouth. One rainy day, Moop and I were learning how to make fire in the woods when we heard a rustling. We backed up against a tree. Unexpectedly, a giant beast burst out of the thickets behind us. We both said in unison. It was a wild boar. Just in time, Moop made some fire and chased it up the beast off around the clearing until it ran off with its tail between its legs. That night, we had a great party. People from tribes around the world were given an invitation, and Moop was given a simple harp, and I was given a pair of bones to put together. There was music and dancing. I joined in with my bones. As the months drifted by, I understood Moop's people more and more. Then, one wet winter's day, Om took me to an awesome place. Moop took me to an awesome place. We set off in the morning at the camp. It was quite cheerful at first, but then it got a bit more boring. We stumbled and stumbled and stumbled until my legs ached. Then we got to the mouth of the cave. It looked dark and threatening in the dark of the evening. Moop made a torch and gave it to me. We went in. Wow, there were people everywhere. People doing all kinds of things, making tools and much more. Then there was a loud hissing. It got louder and louder and louder. And then a long, lithe thing rushed out of the shadows. As I ran towards the exit, I caught a glimpse of the animal. It was a python. Then I fell down, up, up, up. When I came round, I was in the same rounded capsule I was in before. The door was open, so I went out. Outside, there was no sign of Moop or of the snake. I strayed a long way looking for her and calling, "Moop, Moop, where are you?" But I never found her. Instead, I found I was back home and the tube train hadn't even left the station. Years later, I am an MI6 agent, but I still think of Moop. And far away in the mists of time, Moop was having lunch with her children, still thinking of me. Time is a mist that holds us apart, but we can still have a bond. By Donald MacKay.